Welcome to Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. We are back for season two, and we are so excited. Before we get started, we want to take a moment just to say thank you. Every like, every comment, every rating, every share, it means the world to us. And we want to just take the time to actually highlight some of the comments that we received. The first one is from Indy09, who says, I love the transparency that each of you women have spoken on. I honestly shed some tears listening to this because I felt every word. Yes, moms get lost in motherhood. Thank you all for this podcast. I will be tuned in every week and I listen to it daily. These mean so much to us, so we want to say thank you. We ask that you continue to like, you continue to subscribe, and share with another mama. So, welcome back. Let's get started.
Hey, Ma. Welcome to Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. I'm Blair, and these are my co-hosts.
Morgan Taylor.
Sopa Rush.
And today, we are talking about What about your friends? So today we are going to play our very favorite game. It's giving motherhood. So some of you guys have played with us. Some of you haven't. So just in case, if you see it's gold, that means yes, we agree. If it is white, you're like, nah, girl, that ain't it. And if you just aren't sure, you can put it in the middle. But, you know, your first answer is
the
right answer always. Okay, you guys ready?
Yep.
Did your friendships change after having kids?
Yes.
Nah.
No.
A little bit of both.
Really. No. Yeah, I'm like, no. Do many of your friends have kids?
I think it's yes, in now. The middle.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. I would say mine is in the middle.
Yeah. Have you ever felt left out of things after having kids?
Certainly.
Yes, for sure.
I really haven't.
No. You either didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Or you was always invited.
I was not invited. Do you find yourself ever comparing your friendships?
Yes.
Like the way they have friends with other people and all that stuff. I 100% do.
Yeah.
It's not good. Have you ever had unrealistic expectations from your friends?
Yes.
100%. Yes. If they can't read my mind, they're not being a great friend. Do you have friends that you know would do anything for you?
Certainly. 100%.
Are they catching a charge?
I don't know about that.
Yes. Mine would.
I don't think mine would.
I think so. She would have a lot of questions, though.
She knows who she is. Mine would.
Do you make your friendships a priority in your life?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
You do better than you think.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
I can do much better. Do many of your friends have the same lifestyle as you?
That's in the middle.
I would say it's in the middle. I have like two groups, I think.
Yeah. They are grouped. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did your friends stop inviting you places once you became a mom?
Yes. Yes. For sure.
No, because I didn't get invited. Because I like being in the house. Yeah. Did becoming a mom change the amount of friends you had or the type of friends you had?
Yeah, I would say so.
No, I don't think so.
Kind of in between.
It's like maybe it's like an in-between for me. Yeah.
Why do you think it's an in-between?
Only because of the time period. I mean, I've been a mom for 10 years. 10 years. And so naturally your friends change too.
That's true.
And so the things that like, I was not, my friends were still in their like teenage, like college, you know, we're doing this, that, and the third when I first became a mom and I couldn't go to everything and they didn't invite me to everything because they're like, you just popped out a baby.
They didn't invite you to the club?
No. No, they did not. And, but no. And then now it's kind of like my life is changed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the group of friends, I moved, like I relocated and I've had my friends, like I said, since I was a kid, like my friends were, since I was like 5 years old, we've all had the same group. So naturally you kind of split and honestly now there's probably only one to two friends out of the group of like seven that we had.
Yeah.
It's only like two I talk to like regularly and my one that would catch a charge.
Are yours childhood friends or like adult friends?
More so adult friends.
Okay.
I didn't really have like stability, so I didn't have like a set group of friends that I grew up with. Okay. So now, I mean, my friends that I have are all like I met in pretty much Dallas that are really close to me.
Oh,
so yeah,
that's best.
And I love it.
Your friends are great.
You actually have like
you have a solid.
I went to her like book release party, and I like immediately text Morgan. I was like. Soba probably has like the best friend group that ever existed.
And y'all really like to celebrate each other.
Yeah. Y'all do.
Which is amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
You're going to get that congratulations text from me. They're going to have balloon
party,
and dinner,
like
and
all of that.
The crazy thing is I met them all via social media. That's the crazy
thing. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, huh.
So you really, really are blessed, basically.
Yeah.
But I met some crazies on social media as well. Friendships that went south.
Yeah. So. How did that go?
You know, I'm very trusting with people. I love well. I love deeply. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I've caught myself like extending so much of myself to a person, or I give so much.
So fast.
So fast that I end up getting hurt quickly because I'm like, I thought they had my best interest in mind.
Yeah.
So it just sucks whenever it doesn't go as planned or the friendship takes a turn. You're like, what happened?
You know?
So
that was one of the things that impressed me about you, though. Like, given your background and how you grew up, I was like, how does she trust people?
Yeah.
And how do you, like, so quickly, like, open up? Because, girl, you do not look like, you know, a lot of what
none
you
of us do.
Through.
I feel like
certainly.
That's
it's
for
an ongoing
episode.
Joke. Right.
But, Blair, have you ever had friendships that kind of went south or it just kind of fell apart?
So how I describe myself, and it's, like, a fault of my own, I'm, like, the third friend. Like, I'm like, it'll be like a group of us. And then like, I'm the friend that just kind of like randomly like disappears. And then they become best friends and they're friends for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's been like that since I was a young kid. I can literally name like every few years that kind of situation happening. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg. Like if like, it's me not like nurturing the friendship or if I just know that's what happened. So now I'm like, you know, people go, people come or what have you. I was in Germany. I was like a military kid. So a lot of, I learned early, like friends come and go. So it just, I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know what to do because I just knew things changed. And I think a lot of people learn that older.
Yeah.
I learned that at seven, that you can make really good friends and then you cannot have them one day.
Yeah.
So it just kind of, it got ingrained in me. But now as an adult, I'm trying to tell myself like, just because that's like what the situation been like. You can't just say that's how I am or that's how it
for
is.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's very hard to break almost 40 years of like socialization and like just initiate texts and like say, hey, how are you doing? Like it all just feels so weird. It does. But it's like doesn't mean I'm not thinking about the person. Mm-hmm. So
So to kind of go off what you were saying, I think a lot of it stems from expectations of like because your friendships may have not been the friendships that you longed for. Because I've dealt with that too. Like I felt like I didn't have a lot of expectations for my friendships at first until I learned how to communicate. Like, no, this is what I need from you.
Yeah.
And I think that really helped shift how we moved in our friendship and have breakthrough because it's like, this is, that's why my friends celebrate.
Because you're like, I need it.
No, I tell them like, this is important to me. Yeah. So this should be important to you guys as well. So I will, I want to be celebrated.
Yeah.
The old me would have been like, no, it's not a big deal. It's okay. But then my feelings would get hurt.
Yeah.
You know? So
that's true. Mm-hmm. And that happens so much in friendships in general. Yeah. I think we all have moments where we're like upset and we're hurt and all of the things. And we feel like, I know for me, I've heard this a couple times, like, I'm not dating you, you know? So I think people like have that fine line and they don't know how to really get the boundary set.
That makes
so
sense.
You either do too much or you do not enough.
You don't want to be the needy friend.
You don't want to be the needy friend, but you also don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
Like,
there
hey, just because this, just because this relationship is not intimate and it's platonic, it doesn't mean that it doesn't matter.
Right.
Because some of those relationships are like the most important.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Especially sisterhood.
Yes.
Like, are y'all like the no new friends? Like, I don't do girls. Mm-hmm. Or are you like the, no, give me the friends.
Well, I got two new friends right here. No, I'm always open to it. Like, people say it's hard to make friends as an adult, but I feel like it's actually been easier.
Yeah.
Maybe because I've come out my shell as more like introverted as a kid, and I was always afraid of like rejection or being left out. But now I'm like, I've learned how to meet so many people and talk to so many people. Yeah. So I'm always open to it or what have you. And I also understand there's different types of friends, you know, like there's not, everybody's not in a bad way, but it's not all
that,
equal.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I feel like there was times where I'm like, really quick to be like, oh, this is my, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Yes, like, me. Sis, my sis, this yeah. is my bestie. And it's like, meh.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and I think that's okay.
Oh, it is.
And people do get offended where they feel like, okay, well, I'm not your best friend yeah. or I'm not super, super close to you, but I think it's okay to have buckets.
Yeah.
Which is why I was saying, like, it's hard to say, you know, my friend's lifestyle was the same as mine yeah. now because I really do have, like, buckets of friends.
That makes sense.
And yeah. I love them all. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't love anyone more or less or whatever. I just know, like, hey, these are my friends that I can, you know, bounce ideas yeah. off of, and like we talk business and all this. Yep. And if I just need to let my hair down, yeah. I already know what group to call.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
Yeah. yeah.
And I think sometimes we get a little like.
But how do you deal with like friendship jealousy? Because have you had the
that
things where it's like,
happen.
Oh, you went with them or yeah. you did this with them? And it goes both ways. Like some people will say that to you, like, mm-hmm. oh, what you got yeah. going on, Morgan? Yeah. And then sometimes you'll see your friends like yeah. out and it's like, oh.
You didn't tell me.
right.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. That's hard because what I do or what I've tried to do anyway, especially once I relocated, I tried to mix my friends in
yeah.
a way.
Yeah.
Not like in a bad way, like forcing people to be friends, mm-hmm. but more so like if I'm having a girls' night at my house yeah. or whatever, I just mix everybody together yeah. because I'm like, somebody's going to all, y'all are going to all find some type of commonality yeah. at some point. Mm-hmm. So it makes it a little bit easier for me.
That's true.
Which I don't know if that sounds selfish or not,
no,
but
no.
I feel like it makes it easy because one, it's like now people are starting to find new
yeah.
friends
yeah.
within the friend group and I can hang out with everybody
yeah.
at the same time.
Yeah.
I think
you?
With the whole friendship jealousy, it's just for me, what I've learned over the years is communicating with my friends.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you don't have to feel some type of way when I hang out with this person
right.
because
yeah.
the love is still there regardless. But me and my best friend always say, we don't belong to each other.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't own me. I don't own her. So when she wants to hang out with a friend, I'm happy for her. Like,
yeah.
I want her to go and enjoy. And some now, a lot of, like you were saying, I mix a lot of my friends together, and they hang out with themselves.
Well, yeah.
So it's, like, really cool because I'm like, y'all can go hang.
Yeah. yeah.
But it's taken a lot to learn how to not allow that to affect me as well and
yeah.
feel jealous or feel like they're not including me.
Yeah, I felt yeah. it before.
Now I'm like,
I'm not even going to pretend. Like, yeah. I've seen it and, like, oh.
You're like, dang, yeah. why didn't yeah. you tell me about that?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I certainly would have said no, but...
Yeah.
So that's a good question, though. Like, what does that conversation sound like?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about it and mm-hmm. we're saying, like, oh, have the conversation and,
yeah.
you know, be honest. But
mm-hmm.
what does that sound like? Because there's a lot of moms and women in general
yeah.
that we have the friends. We know that we're supposed to communicate, but we don't mm-hmm. know the words to say to that other person, especially once you have that baby
yeah.
and they are not inviting you.
Yeah.
What does that sound like?
For me, I don't have the conversation because I know it's me and it's not fair. It's not to me in that how it is for that. I don't think it's fair to put that on them. Like, I know rationally, like, people can hang out together. I know
yeah.
rationally,
yeah.
like, maybe there's a reason, you know, they didn't, I don't want to go or they didn't invite
mm-hmm.
me. Like, I go out and do other things with different friends. So why
yeah.
do I, why is it different for me? So those kind of conversations I don't have when I know it's me. I just don't think that's fair. Not to say you can't have the conversation. I just don't see the point. Because what are they going to say? Like, well, I have other friends.
Mm-hmm,
well, yeah,
yeah,
you do, and you get to.
But for me, when I was walking through motherhood, the
yeah.
first child, I mm-hmm. felt all those feelings you were feeling.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
like why aren't they inviting me? Why aren't mm-hmm. I being included? Like,
yeah.
it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And I literally would cry. I'd be like, yo, I'm in this house with this baby. And
oh. Yeah.
But I also, like, as I've become, you know, a few years into motherhood, I know that, like, they're not doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're thinking of me. Like,
yeah.
they're trying, yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to, like, make sure that I'm okay with mm-hmm. the baby. Like, I just, maybe I don't want to go out, you
yeah.
know? So just making sure, too, that I communicate, like,
yeah.
please stop not inviting me. I don't
yeah.
like that.
Yes, and that's what I've said. I've literally told my friends at times, like, hey, guys, just because I have a baby does
mm-hmm.
not mean that I cannot go.
Yeah.
Now, I've also said, doesn't mean I'm going to say yes.
Yes, exactly.
But give me the option, you know?
Yeah.
Give me the option to say yes or no because I want to, mm-hmm. there could be a day where I need to get out the house
mm-hmm.
and I know there have been plenty of times,
yeah.
especially with social media now,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and you're at home, you're in the bed,
clicking.
And you got baby drool mm-hmm. all over you. Like, there have been so many nights where I'm like, gosh, messy bun,
yes, yes.
t-shirt on, in the bed scrolling, all my friends are, yeah!
Oh my God!
I'm like, no! That I just close the app. Yeah. Because it's, you know, it's hurtful.
Yeah.
Because then you're like, nobody even thought about me.
Yeah. And sometimes even if they ask you, you say no when you see it. It still bothers you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But it's worse.
Well, it's worse if they don't ask you.
They don't ask.
And this is, you couldn't have been this person since you had a child a little earlier. But Sopa, were you ever like the friend? Did you ever have, did any of your friends have kids before you?
And like, no.
You didn't have that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think I was the first one out of my friend group to have a baby.
You were? So you were the practice.
I was the practice. But so I think that's what made it so much harder because mm-hmm. no one understood where I was coming from.
Yeah.
And no one understood, like, let's continue to include her and make her feel special. Or mm-hmm. even the checking in part. It was like, oh, she's good. She's got a baby at home. Yeah. She's mm-hmm. chilling, you know, with her family. But I'm like, I need a social life too.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
see,
yeah,
I have the opposite problem. That's why I asked. So when I... it wasn't on purpose because mm-hmm. it would sound like the pregnancy pack, but it's like a lot of people got pregnant at once, including me, but then I ended up miscarrying, but everybody else had mm-hmm. like their babies. So it's like this whole group of people mm-hmm. had babies at the same time. So they were like doing all this stuff together and I would not get invited.
Yeah.
And I guess it would be weird if I was invited because it was like kid stuff, but it's like, I think it can also be the opposite way. Like, I think it's hard to think about it as the friend that doesn't have the baby.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, we're thinking about it from our perspective, not getting invited, all this stuff. But it's like, you've also started this life now where you might meet other people or you're into other things. But yeah, I felt so left out.
I like that you said that, though, because it also brings the responsibility back on us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know there's plenty of times where... even what we're saying now, like, oh, well, you know, I want to be invited, but, you know, I might not say yes because I do have the kids. Mm-hmm. But also, like, what type of effort are we putting into our friendships?
Yeah.
Because sometimes the ones without the kids, they don't really know how to mm-hmm. support us. And it's more than just us communicating it. But, like, their way of support is maybe they're talking about the baby and they're bringing something over for the baby and it's not a bad thing. And I think we've even seen that a couple times in our comments and stuff like that. Like, our aunties are like, what do y'all want from us?
Because I was like, I felt left out, but I also didn't want to hang out with like a baby. I didn't want to go to the restaurant with like a baby. Mm-hmm. Like it was just a weird period of time.
Yeah.
And so it's like interesting to have been on the other side.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I just think both sides are going through it, but like both people are feeling left out.
Yes. Yeah. And especially if you had like time, if you had like, if you're really close with someone and then you had the baby and then your friend is like, well, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You want me to invite you somewhere and you can't, you're saying no.
Yeah.
Then when I don't invite you, you're mad.
Yeah.
And then when I call you, don't pick up the phone because you're probably tired.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do we, what's the balance?
I don't even know. I had a trip once, and my friend might remember this, and it was, I called it married and tripping, and mm-hmm. we went to the cabin or whatever, and all of us, except for one of them, had a child at the time, and we were like, we are not talking about our kids, we're not doing mm-hmm. it, because, you know, she hadn't had a child yet, and that was a sensitive subject. But we can't stop talking about our freaking kids. It's just like a thing that you can't help. So I think it can like also like make a person feel excluded. And mm-hmm. I think it can happen the other way. If you're like, everybody doesn't have kids and then mm-hmm. you're the mom checking in and always on your phone.
Yep.
Like, I need, it's just the dynamics change mm-hmm. so much. And
really
I think that's why it's important to have different groups. So you're not just dependent
on
your, you know, if you just have your person, I don't think you can just have
one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever talk to your like non-mom friends about motherhood?
Yeah. I would say so. I mean, not all the time. It just, I think it depends on what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes they'll ask me questions, mm-hmm. but a lot of times it's like, this time is for us. We just hang it out and we chill it. But they do, I joke with them all the time because when they do invite me to places, sometimes it's like, Marg, where's the kids? And I'm like, I'm not bringing the kids.
Not here.
Yeah. So it's just like that type. Like, but they love being like auntie and all of that. And I'm like, no, it's just us guys. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. and that's too, like, we feel I'm, you know, I'm still valuable just with me.
Oh, that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
After you have the baby and everybody calls you and they never talk to you.
But that's
how's
a friendship
the baby? How's
thing.
How's this? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's, I'm still a person.
Yeah.
Do you ever ask your friends for help, even if they aren't, like, even if they have babies or if they don't have babies? Like, You communicate?
Yes. They have my friends have my children right now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I always say I would never had a second child if it was not for my friends and my family.
The like village.
I didn't potty train my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, my best friend did that. Like, it's just... And she didn't even have kids at the time. That's mm-hmm. the magic of it all.
Yeah.
She had no kids. I don't know. Maybe she had potty trained like a nephew or something, but she got them right and like helped them start speaking. Like I had a lot of help from my friends and I learned in being a mother to ask for help. And I think friends and family are the first place you go all the time. Mm-hmm. I think you know which friends to ask.
Certainly. Yes.
Like I probably wouldn't have been that friend. Just being real, you know, but that's why, again, you have different options of friendships.
Yeah. So our goal is pretty much to make sure that we keep our friendships a priority.
Yeah. I would definitely say so. I think that they're very important. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you can really get through life well without a village and without, especially as women, without sisters. You need them.
Yeah.
You can talk to your man all day long and he may or may not understand. He may, you know, encourage you or just tell you what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. But no one is going to understand you like your sisters. And I think that part is so, so important. Like, which is why I want to do better with how I pour into my friends because again, it's a two-way street. Like I can't expect my friends to read my mind and do things for me. And I do feel guilty about that sometimes because I always have so much going on. Yeah. I feel like I don't always pour the way I would love to back into my friends. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I have to get better at.
I don't either. Yeah. But I'd say who's teaching me to be a better friend is Sopa. Yes. Sopa's so intentional about friendship.
Yes.
So, you know, it brings on some guilt sometimes. I'm like, oh, I got to do better at this. Because I just know, I see how she does it.
And yeah.
Like, even though sometimes I know better, don't do better. I'm just like, I think about it more actively now. Because I'm like,
certainly.
I know how you like to be loved. Yes. And so then I spread that against all my other friends. Just because they're not as vocal about it. Yeah. Like, not to make it sound, you know, like, oh my God, Sopa's saying X, Y, Z. But you share how you feel and it's really helpful. And I think a lot of other people don't, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, if Sopa's saying this, then that means other people feel like this. And it just makes me actively think about it. So now I just got my actions to just follow up with
You're
the recognition.
You're more aware of like your other friendships.
Yeah.
So my question to you guys is like, how do you... Or, like, what do you tell someone who doesn't have a community of sisters or, like, who's longing for that? Because some women, I get this question all the time. It's like,
I've seen
you have amazing friends, but, like, how do I create that? Or, like, I just need some advice on how to have sisters who I can trust to help me raise my family.
I want you to answer first.
You met a lot of your friends online. You met a lot of your friends in adulthood or what have you.
Yeah. So if I was to encourage anybody who is trying to create a community or a village, it's just staying true to who you are and being authentic, you know? I feel like a lot of people are trying to fit, like, what a friendship is, but sometimes it may not work for you as it works for my circle. And so just staying true to who you are and, just being your authentic self. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing because people can read and discern you being someone that you're not.
That's 100%.
Kind of how you lose friendships too.
Yeah. It's like, that's a big thing. Yeah. I was gonna say just being open and also discern.
Yeah,
discern is so important because, you know, once you get those friends, you either and discernment goes both ways.
Yes, it does.
You can literally get the friends and you're like, oh, you know, I want to keep them close. Mm-hmm. Or you can be too guarded and you're not discerning enough.
Exactly.
And so you're like keeping yourself from making those friends and making those connections because you're not being like open. Yeah. So I would say be open as much as you can. Continue to be your authentic self and it will come.
I think what helped me is what you just said, just being open. I just learned, I used to like chameleon myself, like to make people very comfortable all the time. And so then everybody was comfortable, but I, you know, wasn't, you know? And so I just learned, you know, say whatever I'm thinking, be myself, and the people who should stick to me will stick to me and other people won't. And that's totally fine. And I've met awesome people by doing that. It's completely changed like my relationship with people. And that's why I say like, I met most of my friends after kids because I started going out more. I started being more authentic to myself because I also want to show my kids how to live, like, mm-hmm. authentically yeah. and transparently and, like, being themselves. And so mm-hmm. it's helped a lot.
I think we also forgot the biggest, like, number one thing mm-hmm. is prayer. Like,
yes. 100%.
Praying for the right people to be in your circle.
Certainly. You
know? I feel like I prayed for my community.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I asked God to send the right people yep. to yep. help me raise my kids because yeah. I couldn't do it on my own. And I live far away from family, yeah. from yep. both sides of our family. So mm-hmm. the community that we, you know, we had where we live now, mm-hmm. like it was birthed, I believe, out of my prayer life. So
I agree. Yeah. No, I totally agree. Yeah. When I first moved, I literally had like no friends in the yeah. new area. And mm-hmm. I, and then the pandemic happened.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah. okay. Yeah. And you know, I had yeah. a few, but I felt like they didn't, we never got to hang out really, yeah. or, you know, they didn't know my true yeah. self. Yeah. And I like that you said that, like, mm-hmm. I'm misunderstood a lot, a lot.
What, Shug?
Yes, I am misunderstood a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't feel like I was really given a chance. Yeah. And then mm-hmm. I just started praying about it. I was like, you know yeah. what? I am not, you know, too big and bad yeah. to just say, I need friends. I need yeah. people. And then the ones that were there, mm-hmm. I made sure to try to appreciate and yep. not mourn the people that weren't.
Yeah.
You know?
This is going to sound crazy. I've never really thought to pray like for friends mm-hmm. and like to have friendships. And the crazy thing about that is we'll pray for a man. We'll pray for You're a right. boyfriend. We'll pray for a husband.
Whole list.
Yes, like help us, yes. you know, a job. But I've never really thought like, you know, bring the right, you know, friends and yes. like maintain that. Like,
yeah.
I think that's a really good one.
You need the alignment.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
You don't want people in your circle that aren't supportive or yep. aren't wanting to celebrate you, any yep. of that. So
yep.
prayer works yes. for yes. everything.
Prayer works.
I have a question, y'all. I saw this yes. meme the other day and it said, don't you hate when like you aren't friends with a person anymore, but you miss their kids?
Oh, and, yes, every day.
But
I really
what
do.
Have you ever had like a friendship through yes. like, and then your kids get connected yes. to them? Like, how do you deal with that? Because I know that it's a thing and it needs to be talked about.
Yeah, I don't personally like miss their kids because I'm probably not interacting with them. I more miss it for my kids.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
missing that friend. Mm. Like, it's just, I think seeing kids, I didn't grow up with a lot of friends as a kid. I didn't mm-hmm. grow up with cousins, any of that. So when I see yeah. kids interacting with yeah. each other, I feel really bad that relationship is gone. Mm-hmm. And I only say I don't miss a kid because I'm probably not hanging out with the kids.
Yeah.
It's both of our kids playing and we're
yeah.
talking.
Yeah.
So, I, you know, you mourn that relationship and I hate that my child loses that relationship mm-hmm. because of something going on
between
or just
two time.
Yeah, yeah. I think that just sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah,
well, when they yeah, you had that question for a reason.
No. Yeah. I just wanted to
I was like, say more.
Yes.
Say more.
Give me tea. No, honestly, I think one of the things that I learned is just being more mindful of how I cultivate mm-hmm. those relationships mm-hmm. because I never really thought about it even happening.
Yeah.
You don't go into friendships no. thinking, oh my gosh, we're not going to be friends after no. three, yeah. four, 6 months or years or whatever. And our friends are not going to be able to, I mean, our kids are not going to be able to grow up together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had to learn that lesson mm-hmm. of, okay, not to be super guarded per se,
yeah.
but like not to do the whole like Auntie so and so is here.
Oh yeah,
and it
oh,
seems so. I know.
Is that a Southern thing too? Because I swear yes. my kids got 500 aunts and 1,000 uncles.
Yes,
I'm an auntie for about 1,000.
I think it sounds so easy to do.
Yeah,
but it allows that child to get connected to that person yeah. on another level
yeah.
because you are now basically saying, this
your
is your family. You yeah. know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so then when that relationship disappears, then
it feels
weird.
Family.
Then yeah. you're like having to explain it, which is good that you can kind of talk through that and it's a lesson, but yeah. it depends on how
old you got me
the
thinking
child.
About a lot of things
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I mean, I had to learn that. I wow. kind of had to say like, okay, like maybe don't do that as fast. Like
yeah.
maybe don't
yeah.
say the auntie thing
yeah.
so fast, or maybe just being able to really just be mindful
yeah,
of
sense.
Those things
yeah.
Because it happens.
Yeah. yeah. Has it happened to you?
Many times. Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I love
it. No, something. I get really connected to the kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I babysit them. I watch
oh, yeah.
them. They come hang out with my kids and me.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the hard. I feel like that's harder than the actual relationship of the adults
oh.
because I love kids and mm-hmm. I love how they connect with my kids.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they just become a part of my family. So.
Yeah.
is really hard.
It yeah. is. But, when your kid's asking if yeah. they can see, you know, yeah. their friend
yes,
or
that is the
their
hardest.
Auntie yeah. or their whatever. Yeah. And it's like, oh, well.
Yeah, what do you say?
Well, they're out of town yeah. for,
yeah. for what I've said is like, no, we just won't go over there today. Yeah. You know, or, yeah. and I'm like, I kind of just kind of hope that they forget. And then yeah. they, it breaks.
Their memories keep
again.
Getting better and better.
But what I've also, what I will say this, and which I have learned recently is, If my kid comes home with an invitation to like a birthday party from somebody at school, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take them to that birthday party. I don't know that mom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's yeah. my kid's friend. Yeah. So if I have, if the same thing happens with a friend and the kids are friends still, yeah. why wouldn't I say yes, they can go? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, are you getting invited though?
Yes.
The friend would still invite you?
Yeah, because they're the kid. I mean, if you know that's what? A mature relationship.
Listen.
But mm. I have had that happen where we're not friends anymore, but the kids are oh. still, yeah.
I don't have anything like that. So I'm just like,
I did that mm-hmm. for my last, actually, I just did that mm-hmm. for in
yeah.
June.
Yeah.
Or in, you know, for my kid's birthday, and mm-hmm. It didn't go very well.
Like,
I got a whole long message. And so I was like, okay. She's like, if the whole family's not invited, then my kid is not invited. And I was yeah. like, oh, the whole family can come. But it yeah. was just like,
it's a weird,
it was
a
very weird situation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it can go either way. It depends how healed the person is.
Yeah.
That's
like
true.
Like the relationship between the parent. And
yeah.
the
parent. Yeah.
But
you were just trying to think about the kids.
But that's what I yeah. tried to think.
I was thinking about the kids.
That, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I think that's the mindset I feel like we should have yeah. is, yeah. hey, like, even though we're not friends, mm-hmm. our kids are friends.
Yeah.
And you would,
yeah.
that's why I tried to equate it to this person that I don't even know.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean?
That
like, I've done a whole play date, you know, with my daughter's mom and mm-hmm. her, like, them all four, all of the four of us together.
Yeah.
I didn't know that lady from Adam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why wouldn't I do that with someone who I have known?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
yes, there's, you know, a weird tension
yeah.
there, but we can.
Because it's best for the kids.
Yeah.
And it'll make true. The kids happy.
Yeah, like, we're not, it's especially if it's a birthday party.
100%.
We're not buckled yeah. up together anyway.
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
just like, come on, girl, let's go yeah. to this party and bring
makes
a nice
sense.
Gift.
Makes sense. That's this, good advice.
Yes.
This one's hard, but how do you deal with friendship, like friendship breakups? Because I feel like those are very painful.
Yeah.
They are. They are.
So, like,
I have cried a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's because I really do care about my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's good to feel that, though.
Yeah.
I think that's the way you deal. Yeah. is to yeah. feel it
yeah.
because it's easy again if you're not dating a person if you're you know it's yeah. not an intimate relationship then you're not supposed to be sad and you got to be like well whatever
yes,
like you
yeah.
know
yeah.
whatever about them I don't care it is yeah. what it is mm-hmm. but like no you do care
yeah
that was a relationship that you had and that's okay to say that
yeah, yeah.
and so I like mourn the relationship and then I move on
yeah. What about you?
I don't know. I think it's a little harder for me to move on because I don't make a lot of people that I'd mm-hmm. call like friends that I actually mm-hmm. want to yeah. hang out with or talk to or like relate to. So like when I've lost friendships, it really hurts because
yes.
yeah.
for me, and it's usually, I think it'd be different. It's just like time passed and we just kind of weren't mm-hmm. friends, but it's like, I really pride myself on my character. Not that I'm perfect, but
yes.
I am who I am. And I just think like I'm trustworthy, mm-hmm. like just a lot of stuff about me. So when I lose a friend because they're doubting something about my character.
Yeah.
It just, it hurts me immensely because I'm like,
yep.
I feel like I've proved, and not like I got to prove who I am. I've yeah. shown and
yeah.
exhibited who I am over and over again. So mm-hmm. like, how is this happening over this?
Yep.
Or like, yep. and if I did do it, like something that like offended that person,
yes.
like can my character be enough to overcome
yeah.
it?
Gosh, that is
yeah.
so good.
Yeah. So
I've been there and it's like,
it hurts.
Oh, it hurts because you're like, then I feel like you never really knew me.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, did you or like, is it? And I also understand, I think a lot of people's issues with you have nothing to do with you.
That part.
And that's the, I think that's the closest I can get to moving on is
yes.
people got stuff going on that have nothing to do with you. And I think that's how I rationalize some friends not hitting me up things. I'm
yeah.
like, people got whole marriages, friendships,
yeah.
work. People
yeah.
are tired. Like everything doesn't have to do with, oh, well, you mm-hmm. know, I just don't feel like calling Blair.
Yeah.
I don't feel like doing, like, people have stuff going on. So
mm-hmm.
I know, like, people have stuff going on, and maybe I'm the lucky person on a Thursday that's the butt of that issue that
yep.
now becomes
yeah.
a whole big issue
yeah.
when it would have been a small issue on a Tuesday or whatever,
yeah.
you know? And so that, so it's hard to move on because it makes me question myself.
Certainly.
And I'm just like, ooh, could
yes.
I have done this? But I'm like, I know my intentions, but other people just
yeah.
feel impact. And
The pandemic exposed a lot of relationships for me. Mm-hmm. I know that for sure. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it was like, we either were like really close and we talked, mm-hmm. or like random stuff came out. And I'm like, I didn't even know that you felt that way about me.
Like, y'all have a lot of time to think in this house.
Yeah. But it was like it was very defining. You know what I mean? And I was grateful for it because it allowed me to see what people really thought of me.
Yeah.
And I was the same way as you.
Yeah.
I had a moment where I was like, oh my gosh, like, am I really that bad of, like, am I a bad person because this person feels this way about me? And
that's
it does. It I feel like my character is flawed.
And my two of them happened during the pandemic too. So you just have no time but to sit and think about
and
it.
Think about it.
I had four happen like that.
Oh my God.
So
I couldn't have done it. Two was hard enough.
Two. I think
four?
I had two.
Four. Yeah, it was very tough for me. But it allowed me to do a lot of self-reflection.
Yes,
and it's also fitting in like, okay, what are some things that I can change?
Yes.
Obviously, I know my character is intact, and I know that like I didn't do something intentionally to hurt them.
Right.
But there were some things that I could have changed to become
certain.
A better person.
100%.
So, yeah.
Friendship breakups are so hard, but they're also like blessings in disguise for me.
Yeah, I agree.
I've grown so much since those heartaches.
It's like I'm aware more.
Yeah, more
like
aware.
Like the things that they do say, I'm like, okay, maybe it wasn't to that extreme, but there's some truth there, you know, to it, and I can
It's definitely grown more. It benefited. It worked out. But it'll all make me sad because I cared about that person. And I wish like I could have got better with that person still in my corner or those people, you know? So
there follow them on social media?
They unfollowed me. And so I followed them for a while. And then I think I realized they unfollowed me. And then I just kept following them.
And then
I unfollowed. Oh, and then I muted because I think they like said something about me on social media. So I didn't want to watch it because I was like, I'm that person.
Yeah.
I'm like, we might become friends again. And I don't want to hold that against them. So I never watched it or what have you. Mm-hmm. And so, I was, watched it. And I think sometimes like one of them, my friend like shows it all the time. I'm like, oh, she's doing so good. I'm very happy for her. But, and I think like that one, I like reached out a little bit. It was real dry. So I just, I let it go. I was like, I'm not going to be a little desperate puppy, but I'm like, hey, I still like you.
Yeah. Do you reach out? That's a good point.
I did. And she
reached out her.
Yeah. The funny thing is I'm not normally with my regular friends, but I think to show her like, hey, I still like you. I still care about you. You know, I'm going to, I don't reach out all the time. I think it was like, I think I reached out like once, like a year ago, and then another time, like something simple, but like, hey, I ain't got no issue.
Yeah.
Like, you might have it with me, but I just want you to know because I loved how our kids were entering.
Yes.
Like, it was the kids thing too.
Yes.
And I actually loved her kids, so maybe I do actually. I'm out of there. I'm like,
So I actually am a reacher outer. Yeah. Like, I like to. Reacher
outer, get it on a shirt. TM.
No, because I love my friendship so much, I want to pursue them.
Yeah.
And like, I will pursue until I am like, I know that it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if I've done my part in knowing that I've at least tried with this friendship, because I value people. And when it's not being like, it's not being reciprocated or they're just not healed from the situation, then I'm like, I back off and be like, okay, I watch from a distance and I'm like, I'm happy you're healing, you're doing well, your marriage is thriving, like all those things. But yeah, I will reach out. Yeah.
And I don't want to say I'm not, but what I will say is I will, when everything first happens, I will make sure I do my part. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll say, hey, let's sit down and let's talk.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be the one to initiate those.
Yeah.
If those do not go well and there's no resolution from those, and I'll do that, like, maybe one to two times. Like, I'll give it some some good. I'll really give it a good go.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't, then I feel like, okay, you just really don't want to be my friend.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to force you, baby. So let's just call it what it is. And that's okay.
Yeah.
We just, and maybe that friendship was for a season.
It is. Yeah. Well, most friendships are. Yeah. Whether long-term or short-term.
Yeah, you're right.
But I did read something.
So this is over?
No, but I did read something that sometimes you meet people where they are, depending on their inner child, like wherever they are in life.
Yeah.
You know, you could be a friendship to a person when they were 12 years old, even if they're 30 right now. So it just depends. So
what they need.
What they need in that moment.
That's
so
good.
Yeah, so it really does help me with my friendships. Like, where are they in life? Are they their 15-year-old? Is that who's speaking? speaking to me?
Yeah.
Or is this someone that, you know,
I know all about that. So. We learned that in therapy. The therapist would be like, how old are you right now? Yeah. Like, that's what they'd ask, like, when you're like,
maybe that was you that I heard from. Yeah. It was you.
How old are you right now? Yeah. And are you talking from your 4-year-old mm-hmm. self, your 12-year-old wow. self, yeah. your current self? Like, when you get defensive, is that because you're thinking from your, you know, a certain time in your life where you have to protect yourself? Like, it's therapy.
That was you. Okay. Oh, that was, I thought it was social media, but I learned it from you. Yes.
Wow. I did the hard work. Yes, I went to therapy.
Yes. I think every friendship needs to have some form of therapy.
Yeah.
Together or either like you in therapy, I'm in therapy. Yeah. So we can have a healthy.
My platonic friendships taught me better about my marriage, my intimate relationship. Yeah. Because I, of course, your husband, your friends first.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times it's so natural because we're like, oh, you know, we're together all the time. Of course, we're friends. Of course, we like each other, all the things. Yeah. But then I recognized there were some things in my friendships that I did carry on into my marriage that were not good habits.
Yeah.
And so it was like a mirror. And I was like, ooh.
Ooh, them mirrors.
Yes. And I would I literally would ask like, hey, you know, I always ask, you know, he's my sounding board when we do have fallouts of friends and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, do I do this to you? Yeah. You know? And he's
like, yeah, girl.
Yeah. He's like, I thought you knew that. And I'm like, well, dang, when was you going to tell me? But it's because he's so used to certain things that it's like not even a second thought for him. But it did, like you said, it's a growing.
And how things affect men are different than how they
certainly.
Affect
women. Sure. But it makes me want to change it.
Yeah. Of
I'm like,
course.
Okay, no, I got to do better at that. Yeah. So. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. All right. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear if you have the village. Are you prioritizing the girls' nights, the brunches, all the things? We hope that this conversation was enjoyable for you.
Yes.
Thank you for joining Moms Actually, where motherhood meets sisterhood. See ya.